Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Your thoughts just in terms of how this year's event went and how maybe last year's debate in the district attorney's race kind of helped you prepare for this year?
Look, I think this is one of the can't-miss events in Erie County's political calendar. I can't say how impressive the entire event is, both the professionalism and how the questions are asked, the level of dedication and of work that went into each of those questions, the research that went into those questions. It's what makes this the best debate, the best forum that I participated in both last year and this year. Hopefully I get a break next year. Hopefully, you know, the election turns out favorably and I'll be back here in 4 years. But really, this is one of the can't miss events of the political calendar, absolutely. I think anybody who listens to me and has been to any of the events that I've been to would be able to tell you that I'm not some stamp candidate. I have, I think I'm incredibly well-versed in the issues that are facing the city of Buffalo. I've worked very hard to understand all the challenges that are facing the city of Buffalo, and it's going to be an ongoing effort as we move forward because we don't really know the full extent of the city budget deficit that's before us. You know, my race last year for district attorney was instructive on a whole host of issues, both in how to be a candidate, that certainly helped. But a lot of the issues that came up during the district attorney's race are instructive here, frankly. You have a crime is a huge issue. Do you want me to, does that help you? I'm here to help. Crime is a huge problem in the city of Buffalo. It's the top of every agenda of every block club that I've been to, every forum that I've been to. People care very deeply about it because they don't feel safe in their neighborhoods, they don't feel safe in the city, and they know that I'm the candidate who can fix it. That is what is so important. That's what's different about this race, is that people are desperate for any kind of help to make this city more livable again. And with my track record as as in the criminal justice system, both as a prosecutor and a law clerk, I have the background and the capability to actually deliver on the issues that are most concerning to city residents. Look, that's what the election's for. I believe in putting my money where my mouth is. But it's not just about money. It's about investing time. And if you look over the course of this election, I've been everywhere. I've gone to every community. I've been to every block club that I can go to. I've been to every community forum that's been open to the public. Other people in this race have raised money from labor unions, from developers, from Byron Brown, from previous officials in the previous administrations, and then they've hidden. They've gone dark. They haven't been out in the community. They haven't worked for the votes of the people of Buffalo. And the people of Buffalo, the residents, they see it. They understand it. If you treat them with contempt, they're not going to support you. So it's not just about, you know, who's giving how much and whether it's coming from one person or self-funding or not. It's I'm willing to absolutely, because I think it's so important to put my money where my mouth is, and I'm willing to invest not just my money but my time. And the other benefit that it's going to provide me is I won't be beholden to anybody. I don't owe anybody anything coming into this election. I'm going to be able to sit in the second floor of the mayor's office and determine and make decisions that are best for the residents of Buffalo. I'm not going to be concerned about what political favor I need to give back, who I need to give a job to. I'm beholden to no one. And that is what is so important in this election, and that is what makes me a unique candidate for this office.
Everybody okay?
I have a question.
Sure.
Crime is a big problem here in the city of Buffalo, and it's kind of seems to be like your special issue.
I don't know whether to take that as a compliment or no, but I get what you're meaning.
There's two kind of schools of thought right now competing. One is kind of a restorative method.
That's where right. I got it.
Sort of case by case, mm-hmm. and work with the person. And, you know, there's the other side that says, like, throw the book at them. How do you kind of mediate that as mayor? And what kind of metrics do you use to draw the book?
Sure. You know, as mayor, there's a lot of the things that are affecting quality of life and public safety in the city of Buffalo are going to require legislative help in Albany. We're going to have to, and you always have to strike that balance. And that's the role of the judge, right? And that's what's so offensive about a lot of the pieces of legislation that Senator Ryan and other Albany legislators have supported is the fact that they're removing that level of discretion. They're taking that ability out of the hands of elected officials who are judges, who can make a case-by-case basis about what is most important and what is the best way to handle that individual case. And the result has been a total lack of accountability in the criminal justice system. That's what I hear everywhere I go, is what's the point of arresting somebody if they're just going to be out the next day? What's the point of pursuing somebody in a stolen car when we're not allowed to pursue them? Those are the changes that people are demanding in the ground in the city of Buffalo. Those are the things that I'm going to work for to make sure that we change, and that's how we're going to make this city safer again.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.